to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's move on right now and talk to Pete Huff on the ESPN Outdoors Report from Best Dam Guiding Service. And Pete, you're in the middle of an unbelievable trip right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we have some three ladies and a guy and a couple from out of state. And we actually got our limit of bluegills and we started at 6:30 and it's 9:15 and we were done. So it was pretty productive morning.
Where can you tell us where you're at?
On the Madison Chain, Monona, we're fishing pullet spawn, suspended bluegills, basically 15 feet down over 25 feet of water. And earlier this week I was out, I caught some nice legal walleyes on drop shot and leech and smallmouth. And this week during our Walleye Wednesday, with about 5 minutes to fish, I did happen to get a legal walleye. And there was only three fish brought in, but we had one of the three legal fish that come in.
Awesome stuff there. Have you heard anything else about the fishing across the region where people have been catching a lot of stuff? I'm hearing the walleyes are hot a lot of places.
Yeah, I heard Winnebago, they're getting them pretty good. Fox Lake was actually producing some fish. I was there the other day. We just mainly bluegill fished. We had some, but not fast and furious, kind of like the Madison Chain.
Sure. And again, there's lots of different things going on across the region. When you talk about your guiding services, Pete, you take people that are new to fishing. You'll take veterans out and you'll make sure they have a good time wherever you may go.
Yes. Whatever they want to fish for, depending on what they want to fish for, I can definitely offer a trip to suit that.
Excellent. And I wanted to mention too, next week is the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon, and the Friday morning at 5 a.m. has kind of been John Moser's outdoors hour, and you've been so generous, you're going to have an item in that hour for us to auction off.
Yes, I'll donate a 5-hour trip for two kids, pretty much whatever age that whoever is the lucky bidder gets, and I'll take them out for whatever type of fish they would like. Bass, pike, walleye, panfish, whatever they would want to fish for, and that'll be for 5 hours. So best of luck to whoever gets that bid.
Well, we appreciate that, and tell us a little bit more about Best Dam Guiding Service and how they can inquire about getting a trip of their own.
And if you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we will chat next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. And, boy, the fishing's been pretty good in Fox Lake, you're telling me?
Yeah, it's been very good for me and the people I know that have been out there. Just about everything's biting really well. So the problem right now is, the winds and the rain and the weather. But when you can get out there, and yesterday was a perfect example of it was dead flat calm until about noon, and then it went from flat to white caps. But the fishing was good all day long yesterday. I was out, and, the guys that were fishing for crappies were catching. I was walleye fishing and bass fishing, and we caught a bunch of fish. So, yeah, I mean, the water's off-colored, so you want to use real bright-colored lures or baits. I was using jig and gulp minnows in white, but yeah, I mean, the fishing is good, I guess, on the other area lakes, too. So it's time to get out there.
So, hey, when the fishing's so good, so when you have your choice, sometimes you get like, oh, what do I want to go? What do I want to try to work today, where you have so many different options to try to catch different types of fish? It's sometimes hard to decide what you want to go after.
Well, it is, but, I fished in a spot yesterday, and I was using a jig and a gulp minnow, and I caught my biggest bass of the year, a bunch of walleyes, and some nice pike, all in the same lure. So you never know what you're going to get when you're in an area with game fish. So, you're right about that. People switch up all the time. There's too many options or whatever. But actually, if you simplify it and jig in a plastic or whatever in the areas, there's normally fish. And when the fishing is good, of course, you can catch just about anything.
And with Father's Day weekend, if somebody's making a trip out there, pretty much all areas of the lake have been pretty good right now. People want to go out there with pops for a little while and spend some time.
Well, the problem is the algae right now. So you want to be, on a shoreline where the wind isn't blowing into it, because it builds up and it gets, green and kind of thick. So you try to avoid that right now. Other than that, you know, the wind switches every day, so you just go where you don't have any algae. And, yeah, it's been good literally all the way around the lake. So it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it. And hopefully, you know, if you need anything, bait, tackle, beer, whatever, gas, you come in here for Father's Day weekend and we'll take care of you.
Excellent. Tell everybody where Fishtails is located and hours of operation.
We are right downtown Fox Lake on the river. You can't miss us. We're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sundays.
All right, Dave, I appreciate the time and we'll see you soon at Fishtails.
All right, thanks, Wade.
Let's move our attention over to Little Green Lake and bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop. Todd, how was your week out on the lake, and any activity to report?
You know, it's been pretty good. The guys are going out and catching a lot of walleyes. Seems to be a lot of smaller walleyes mixed in with some good eaters, so that's probably the best thing going right now.
So when it comes to the smaller walleyes, I mean, what size typically can people get out on Little Green?
Oh, they're catching a lot of 9 to 12 inchers, but then mixed in with those, you're getting a few 15 to 20 inchers. So some good eating walleyes there, too. But you got to sort through a lot of those small ones to get them.
Sure. Still like on the weed line and such, or are those different places on the lake?
You know, they've been getting them on the rocks now. You can absolutely get them on the weeds, too, but a lot of the guys are anchoring up right on the rocks and pretty simple, just a bobber and a leech right on the bottom, and they're catching all sorts of them.
So where are the rocks on Little Green if people maybe haven't been out there and they're thinking about making their first trip out to Little Green Lake?
You know, we have what we call sunken rock, which is a rock pile that comes up to about 4 feet, and that's kind of out towards the middle of the lake. And then along one on the south side of the lake is called Blazanski's Point, and that is all rock up and down the whole shore, and that's where they've been anchoring up and pretty simple fishing, really.
Yeah, I've been using pretty basic stuff to catch them as well this year, or this last week?
Yep. You know, just a leech and a hook and drop it down, and that's about all you do. You sit there and wait for them to bite. And guys are catching, we had some boats saying they caught 25, 30 walleyes in a night, so it's pretty good fishing.
Wow. Well, any other word from the lakes, a Big Green or anything else up by you?
You know, Big Green, I haven't heard. I know they're getting some trout up on Big Green, but I haven't heard a whole lot on walleyes or panfish yet. I would think with this warmer weather, Big Green's going to start to turn on a little bit more, but from what I've heard from other guys, it's been a little slow.
Okay, well, you know, it's never slow. There's always activity going on at the Landing Bait Shop. Tell us when you're open, where you're located, and what you'll find in the shop.
Yeah, you know, we're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we've got everything. We got all the bait and beer, and we rent boats, and we're on the south side of the lake. You just follow the signs in from 44.
So if somebody wants to rent a boat, how far in advance do they need to do it, or how does that process work?
You know, they better call us a week or so ahead. We have 3 pontoons and a couple fishing boats, so we do have quite a few boats, but they do get reserved up pretty quick.
Again, what's the phone number?
920-398-2620.
Todd from the Landing Bait Shop, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Heading down to Madison right now, we go to the iconic DNS Bait and Tackle, and you bring in the legendary Pat. How's the week been this week out on the Madison chain, Pat?
It's been good. We had some pretty nice weather. A little rain came through yesterday, but the fishing's been great. Bluegills are still on beds for the most part, so a lot of folks getting those fish, and all the other fish, you know, are done spawning, starting to settle into their summer patterns and have been active and eating, so it's been good.
Do you feel like fishing and the Madison chain will be pretty consistent now through the next few weeks and into, I guess, heck, we're almost into July?
Yeah, really. Yeah, and yes, it will be. They kind of get into kind of a summer plateau. I hesitate to call it a lull because the fishing remains good. But generally smallmouth have moved out to 10 to 15 feet of water, rocky shoreline breaks. The walleyes are out there with them right now, but will soon be moving out to mid-lake humps where they're going to spend the summer. Largemouth bass are up shallow and will pretty much remain there all summer. Pike and muskies and that generally just you know, get into a good feeding mode until the water gets too warm. And panfish are generally found up shallow too. So, and then that just kind of remains that way until things start to cool down in September or so.
You know, I was talking to a few people, said the walleyes have been hot in some bodies of water across the region. Have they been biting pretty good down by you?
Absolutely, yeah. Lake Mendota here has a fantastic walleye population, great numbers. It is a little harder to find a keeper with the size limit on Mendota's at 18 inches, but Lake Mendota, or Monona, has a 15-inch size limit and also a good number of fish, but seems like the size structure down there is a little bit better. So, yeah, a lot of great walleye opportunities here in Madison.
Well, as we work our way through Father's Day weekend, anything else people need to know?
Well, no, just make sure you get out, take dad out fishing, or dads, take your kids out fishing, and enjoy the summer while it's here before things get too hot. And, yeah, fishing's been great. So get out there and enjoy it.
Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. Tell us about the line people can get the extended Madison Chain Fishing Report on.
Sure, yeah. We do a weekly fishing report. I update that every Friday. And you can call the old-fashioned phone line at 608-BIG-FISH. That's 244-3474 if you want to listen to the report. Otherwise, we do post it on social media, on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, and you can find that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. Folks want to swing by the shop. We've got everything they need to get out on the water, full selection of live bait and tackle. But most importantly, that great local advice to get people on fish locally.
All right, Pat, I appreciate the time, and have a great Father's Day weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure. You take care.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report right now on the lakes and rivers across the region. We've talked to a couple people who are actually fishing as we're going into Rick Wentland right now as we talk to him. Rick, you're on Lake Michigan?
We're on Lake Michigan. We got a fish on right now. It's been a hell of a morning. We've had we got 18 in the cooler. And we've probably lost that many. Reef 51 Charters, Mike and Kelly. They're just putting us on fish. It was morning started out with rain and then thunder, lightning, and now the sun's out. The wind kind of kicked up a little, but these fish are really turned on today. Everybody's having a blast, and everybody's reeled in, you know, 6-7 fish apiece. It's a good time.
So when you are fishing Lake Michigan, what do you fish for, and what's that experience like?
Well, you troll, and you're trolling little flies in various blues and greens and colors. He's got a couple spoons on, too, as well. But, yeah, basically we got 12 rods out, and we're in 56 feet of water right now, and there's been a lot of bait out here in Port Washington. And you troll, and you all of a sudden the rod goes off, and you grab it twice. We had three rods at the same time going off. At one time we had all six. We had six out of 12 rods going off at one time this morning. I mean, you want a pandemonium and chaos. This is it, no doubt.
Well, it makes up for some of those times you tell me you sat all day and not even had a nibble, where you get days like this where you got multiple rods. It all evens out, doesn't it?
It all evens out. Well, and it's funny that you say that, because I actually had a guide trip on Big Green. I took some clients out on Tuesday, and I'll be honest with you, it was the worst guide trip I've had in a long, long time. Fish just were not cooperating. I mean, I tried everything I knew and a lot of things I didn't know, and we only caught a couple bass and a couple rock bass, and it was a tough trip. But in general, fishing around the Beaver Dam Fox Lake area has been really good. Fox Lake is good. Lake Emily is good. It's been a good week. The fish are done spawning, and they're hungry right now.
Hey, what are water levels like at various bodies of water? Because, you know, that's been an issue. I remember early in the year we didn't have any water. People couldn't get their boats, and now we've had almost too much. Just what have water levels been like across the area?
To me, like right now, Fox Lake is still high. I mean, a couple inches high, but, you know, like Lake Emily is high. There's really no outlet to Lake Emily, and it's a little high. But going into the summertime, I think that's probably a good thing. Now, Dan just reeled in. He's got about an 8-9 pound coho just now. So we're still catching fish as we speak.
Which is good right there. Hey, is there anything hunting related, outdoors related this time of year that people should be aware of?
Well, one of the guys we're with he actually shoots a lot of carp with his bow. I mean, it's hunting slash fishing, but he told me on the way here that he filled a four 55-gallon drums of carp out of Fox Lake in this past week alone. So that's kind of combining hunting and fishing all in one sport.
Definitely got to do that. Hey, tell us about Raw Bass Customs, where they can find your lures and how they can, I know you're booking up fishing trips pretty fast, but how can they get in contact with you if they're interested?
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467, and I'm actually booking out till August right now. But as far as Raw Bass Customs, M&M Tackle and Portage just took another big order. He's flying through baits. And Fishtails here in Fox Lake and Dick Smith's out of Pewaukee. They're all selling. The crankbait bite is really going to get hot here in the next couple weeks, and go out and buy some lures.
And Rick, I know you've been kind enough to donate some items for the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. The 5 a.m. hour next Friday morning is the outdoors hour that John Moser always did. So appreciate those items, and people should be watching out for those next week. And Raw Bass Customs lures will get you fish on the hook, won't they?
Absolutely. Guaranteed.
All right, Rick Wetland, enjoy your fishing on Lake Michigan, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.